looms once a junk getting grifted. Nothing but children whose burdens are sold on every street corner or in a fishbowl. Shame on a junkie who died in the poppy. But when I stop drinking, I'm born and shit. Coca Leaf Festival, no one can stop me. I've been knowing that my homies can spot me. Been shown that my homies are plotting. Been proving people been out to get me. Been lies doing straight up forgotten. Been fronting on my people, I let me. Tight with the people I love, that's real. Been shown I can't trust y'all who friendly. Been filled with regret, yet I'm empty. Been covered in gold till I'm broke. Fuck!
In that festival, festa in the gutter. Lose my head and set the mansions talking heads of guns and butter. Honey, I'm just trying to ball up that wall. Carnival, ghost and call, crusaders fall. I ain't wanna see them all, ayy.
Thank you. just heard a couple songs there, including Sunface by Ankur Sinha and Harper, and Life Goes On by The Sundays. And coming up, we have a couple songs, including Waves by Shebad. This is one of those chill songs I was talking about. This is definitely on my chill, calm, cool summer playlist. We have Summertime by The Sunshine Makers, Cry Baby by Cults, Authority by Dr. Dog. This is one of their older releases, but I really like this album. It's not one of their more popular, but definitely worth a check out if you like this song. A lot of the album is like that. And then we have Big Time by Pearl and the Oysters. I'm a big Pearl and the Oysters fan. I played a lot of their stuff on here. They're similar to Cults. They're really similar to Magdalena Bay. They have like a cool kind of take on that sort of internet poppy sound. I don't really know how to describe it, but they're really cool. And this specific song has an awesome music video that I believe they made, or like it's, you know, self-produced, whatever, on YouTube, which is super sick. If you're looking for the next big band like that that's gonna blow up, I promise it's Pearl and the Oysters. And this song being called The Big Time is kind of fitting. So that is all coming up right now. Thanks again so much for tuning in. We're kind of moving into our second hour here of some more indie classics, not necessarily new indie, all new indie, but definitely still Canadian focused. All kinds of fun stuff coming up, lots of treats, lots of goodies. So don't touch the dial, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. I just love that song. I don't know. It's just fun. I also like Crybaby. I hadn't played it for myself in a while, and hearing it on the show today, it's like, yeah, that's going back on my playlist. That's an awesome song. Coming up, we have a couple songs here, Camped Out by The August Arrival and Slide Tackle by Japanese Breakfast. Their new album did not live up to the hype for me. I'm so sad. I'm such a huge Japanese Breakfast fan. I read Crying in H Mart. I love Michelle's Honor, but I couldn't really get behind it. I don't want to be sad anymore. I want to be happy and have fun and kind of forget about, you know, the way that the world is. And I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe that's an immature perspective to have, but I love, I love a good escapist sort of album. And you know what? I don't even care if the content or the lyrics or the messaging, like I actually like when there's kind of like a, you know, a deeper sort of message or vibe or stance that's being taken under like an interesting poppy, synthy, you know, I can walk to work and listen to this, but I can also think deeply about it as I'm falling asleep type of vibe. And their most recent album just kind of put me to sleep. It was just a falling asleep album, just in totality. There was no upbeat walking to work part, which I think is a very crucial element that an album or, you know, even just a song needs to have for me personally as a listener. So in mourning, protest, honor, I'm not sure what it's for, I'm going to play Slide Tackle from their other album, Jubilee, that I just really like. And, you know, maybe this is kind of like a personal bitter thing because I didn't go see them on tour when they were touring for Jubilee, and then I could only go see them for this recent album that I didn't really like. So I was like, is it worth it to go see them? Maybe yes, maybe no. And then I went with no. So maybe I'm just jealous of anyone who's gotten to see Japanese Breakfast live. And there are just so many layers of psychological horror to this. I'm so sorry to subject you to my psyche on a Monday morning here. But anyway, yeah, here's Slide Tackle by Japanese Breakfast. We got a massive slew of music coming up. Kiss Cam by Turtlenecked, Lose My Head by Alice Phoebe Liu, New Suave by The Buttertones, Ice Tea by Sky Wallace, Tried and True by Ween, Enter Laughing by Electro Lane, and Homage by Mild High Club. That's a lot of music, but I'm going to play you out on this Monday morning with a fat just cue because I'm tired of hearing myself talk, and I'm sure you feel the same way. And it's a Monday morning, and we just deserve to listen to music uninterrupted. I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for me because I'm lazy and I want to listen to some music uninterrupted. But mostly I'm doing this for music itself. I'm taking a stand this Monday morning. So thank you so much for tuning in to Indie Wake Up Call. I've had a great time chit-chatting with you, playing you all sorts of new tunes. Hopefully you found some kind of new favorite, whether it's a new song or an old kind of throwback sort of indie playlist, deep cut. Whatever it was that you liked this morning, you should definitely come back. I will see you next Monday right here on 101.9 FM CFRC or online through CFRC.ca. I'm Marijke Vernooy, and this is Indie Wake Up Call.
you just ride with me? You've earned it, you've earned it. Come on, would you just shake with me? We both deserve it.
Just 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled